Welcome to the Bill Elliott Driver Development Podcast for this week. We're so glad you joined us. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull, and we're sitting down with a driver that we haven't heard from yet on this set of podcasts, and that is John King, driver of the number 21 Fairway Ford. John, you've not raced in the Georgia Asphalt Series, where we've taken a lot of our focus and spent a lot of our focus, so I guess that some of the Bill Elliott racing fans may not be as familiar with you as they are with Casey Roderick and, of course, with Chase Elliott. Tell us a little bit about your start into racing and then, of course, how you got connected with Bill Elliott and his driver development program.
Well, I'm from Kingsport, Tennessee, in the Virginia area up here. I got started in dirt late models when I was about 16, 17, somewhere in there. I raced crate dirt late models for about 3 years and then graduated to a super late model and ran that all of last year. As far as the relationship, my dad and Bill have been friends for a long time. And I guess he heard or we talked about myself getting into racing and something was brought up about the driver development deal, and that's kind of how it worked out. And I've been in it ever since. We've been racing and doing the driver development deal.
Now tell us, since you're not racing in Georgia, you may be in some series that fans that may be close to Bill Elliott in Georgia are just following the stuff down near Dawsonville. Tell us a little bit about the series that you're in, because you're doing a little bit different stuff than the pro late model cars, right?
I am. We're doing this late model. It's called Late Model Stock, and it's centered up here in this area mostly. We started off the year running the full UARE series. And we run some NASCAR sanctioned events at tracks such as New River Valley, and I think Kenley runs that deal. Myrtle Beach runs the NASCAR sanctioned part of it, and we've got some bigger races coming up. So we kind of swap back and forth from series to series and do that. These cars, as far as the difference between the gas series and the pass series. These cars are more of a stock-style car. Everything's got to be centered on it, you know, and lined up. There's no offset bodies. The bodies are more stock-style bodies. The cars are more stock-style cars. Everything's centered. The motor's centered. It's up on the front of the car like back in the day, I guess, before they really started changing a whole lot. It's a big spring truck arm car, and everything's kind of square on it, so there's not a whole lot of advantage gained. You know, everything's got to be kind of stock style.
So if you're working on the car, then where do you think you gain the most advantage? I mean, obviously you rely a lot on the driver, and that's probably the advantage of doing a series like this, but where can mechanics, like it sounds like yourself you are, and we'll talk about that in a second, where can mechanics maybe gain the most advantage when they're working on the type of race cars that you drive?
It's just keeping a good balance on the car, and I mean, you got to stay on top of everything because everybody's so equal nowadays, and it's the same with the pro late models and the super late models. Everybody, there's such a fine line between first and 20th. You know, you can go to New River Valley and the top 20 cars have run from a 16.0 to a 16.20. You know, I mean, it's unreal how close competition is, and to really stay on top, you've got to stay on top of everything. You've got to keep everything greased. Keep valve run on your motor, you know, keep a good balance on your race car. Every track you go, you got to unload good, you know, because you don't get so much time. You know, you don't always get a full day of practice before the race. You gotta unload fast and stay fast throughout the day and just keep up with the track and, you know, the temperature and all that, and keep a good handle on tires. I mean, anymore, to be fast, it takes everything, and it takes everybody at the track has got, you know, two or three jobs to do, really.
That's a lot of jobs to do for people at the track. And, you know, is this, speaking of jobs, is driving just your full-time deal? Do you also work at another place? Is this what pays the bills? Because obviously the drivers that we've talked to so far on this Bill Elliott Driver Development Podcast, Trey Poole and Casey Roderick, this is pretty much what they do besides Casey, you know, being a homeschool for high school. What do you do kind of during the day, your 9 to 5, if you will?
This is it pretty much. I'm still a student. I'm taking a break from college right now. I'm I'm almost a junior. I'm late my sophomore year. But aside from racing, we live on a farm, so it's constantly something to do on the farm. We're fixing to actually start our second cutting of hay. You know, cows, horses, the whole deal. So, from 9 to 5, I'm working on race cars, and generally before that and after that, I'm doing something on the farm.
So what you're saying is that being aligned with, and this is another thing like we've talked about another podcast with Chase and Casey, being aligned with Bill Elliott Driver Development doesn't mean you've just been handed the silver spoon or the golden key and you could just drive fast, I assume, right?
No, sir. I wish it was that easy. No, absolutely not. There's myself and one other guy, and sometimes one more on top of that works on the cars, you know, day to day. It's like I said, it's me and my crew chief Larry Collins in the shop every day, just hammering away. And we've actually got 2 dirt cars in there, and we've got our 2 late model stocks. The truck's down in Dawsonville, so if I'm not working up here, I'm on the road to Dawsonville to work on the truck, you know, and keep things going down there.
Hopefully you're not up to a lot of the shenanigans that some of the moonshiners were on the road to Dawsonville. I'm just kidding. But now tell us about that truck a little bit, and we'll kind of wrap it up with this. You mentioned a truck. That kind of makes me excited because the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series is a few rungs up the ladder from what you're doing right now. What are your plans involving that truck? Are you going to be testing it, or is there actually a race somewhere down the line?
I don't know, honestly. We're going to test it real quick. As far as the race, I'm not sure. That all just depends on how it goes, you know. If it goes real well, maybe we can put something together, you know. But as far as right now, our focus is on testing and just getting fast in it, seeing if we can go fast in it. So
Going fast, always the goal of a race car driver. John King, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Bill Elliott Driver Development Podcast. And folks, we'll be checking in with John King throughout the season to see where his season ends up and to see how well that truck test goes. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. Thanks for listening. We'll check in next week.